Housing and Urban Development Celebrates Falling Rents Amid Migrant Deportations. By Neil Monroe on February 24, 2026. President Donald Trump's deportation policy is cutting rents for many millions of younger Americans, says Housing Secretary Scott Turner. Strong borders equals more money in your pocket, says the February 24 post from Scott Turner, shortly before Trump will give his State of the Union speech. The post said, national median rents are at a four-year low, declining for the sixth consecutive month. Border Patrol has released zero illegal aliens into our country for the ninth consecutive month. His comment was added to an agency tweet, which said, President Trump has deported illegal aliens who were taking up housing supply. The result? Apartment rent prices have declined for the sixth straight month, reaching a four-year low. Turner also spotlighted his agency's effort to remove more than 200,000 illegal migrants from government housing. There is vast evidence that migration spikes rents. Even though real estate investors and pro-migration advocates say the rising rents are caused by government's failure to build enough housing. Breitbart News has closely covered the issue amid near silence from establishment media sites. A Danish study reported that migration spiked Danish housing costs by 30%. The same trend is seen in high migration Australia and in multiple other countries. The total value of U.S. housing rose by 56% from 2020 to late 2025 amid President Joe Biden's mass migration, Zillow reported in September. In contrast, amid Trump's low migration policies, growth has slowed in the past year as high costs cooled buyer demand, Zillow added. Rents in Doral have dropped to their lowest level in 3 years. The Wall Street Journal reported as it charted the self-deportation of many Venezuelan migrants. Low migration and lower rents are also helping Americans buy homes. It's a buyer's market, the New York Times admitted on February 23 as it described how many Americans still cannot afford housing after the Biden-era spikes. Trump is also curbing the ability of Wall Street investors to buy blocks of housing for use as rental properties.